Merging with Shiva, lesson 274, the ideals of family life. If both husband and wife are on the spiritual path, the household or family will progress beautifully and deeply. Their love for one another and their offspring maintains family harmony. However, the nature of their sadhana and unfoldment of the spirit is different from that of the sannyasin. The family unit itself is an odic force structure. It is a magnetic force structure, a material structure, for they are involved in the objects and relationships of the world. It is the family's effort to be in the world, but not of it, that gives the impetus for insight and the awakening of the soul. The struggle to maintain the responsibilities of the home and children, while simultaneously observing the contemplative way, in itself provides strength and balance and slowly matures innate wisdom through the years. The successful Hindu household or family is stable, an asset to the larger community in which it lives, an example of joyous, contented relationships. Members of the family are more interested in serving than being served. They accept responsibility for one another. They are pliable, flexible, able to flow freely like water. They worship and meditate daily without fail and strictly observe their individual sadhanas. Their insight is respected and their advice sought, yet they do not bring the world into their home, but guard and protect the home vibration as the spiritual center of their life. Their commitments are always first to the family, then to the community. Their home remains sacrosanct, apart from the world, a place of reflection, growing, and peace. They intuitively know the complex workings of the world, the forces and motivations of people, and often guide others to perceptive action. Yet, they do not display exclusive spiritual knowledge or put themselves above their fellow man. Problems for them are merely challenges, opportunities for growth. Forgetting themselves in their service to the family and their fellow man, they become pure channels for love and light. Intuition unfolds naturally. What is unspoken is more tangible than what is said. Their timing is good, and abundance comes. They live simply, guided by real need and not by novel desire. They are creative, acquiring and using skills such as making their own clothing, growing food, building their own house and furniture. The inner knowing awakened by their meditations is brought directly into the busy details of everyday life. They use the forces of procreation wisely to produce the next generation and not as instinctive indulgence. They worship profoundly and seek and find spiritual revelations in the midst of life. Within each family, the man is predominantly in the Pingala force. The woman is predominantly in the Ida force. When the energies are the other way around, disharmony is the result. When they live together in harmony and have awakened enough innate knowledge of the relation of their forces to balance them, then both are in the Sushumna force and can soar into the divinity within. Children born to such harmonious people come through from deeper chakras and tend to be highly evolved and well-balanced. Om Namah Shivaya.